The RPF, as it's known, was mandated by the UN Security Council with up to 4,000 troops and will bolster the mission's capacity to deter violence and protect civilians in the South Sudanese capital. The Council authorized the force in the wake of the violence in Juba in July last year. A Nepalese high readiness company and over 100 Bangladeshi engineers have already arrived in the mission area as part of the force. Mr. Shearer said the arrival of these contingents marks the beginning of the phased deployment of the RPF in Juba. Some 600 additional Rwandan peacekeepers will arrive in the next few weeks, while the arrival of Ethiopian troops is imminent, he added. RPF troops will be based in Juba and will operate, if necessary, in surrounding areas, he said.
UNMISS is always and consistently assessing its priorities. Having additional troops means we can carry out more tasks related to our mandate to protect civilians and build durable peace. For example, it will enable us to put more patrols along insecure roads where there have been attacks on civilian vehicles, such as on the Juba-Nimile Road and on the Juba-Bor Road.
A number of attacks have taken place along those routes. In the latest, five people were reportedly killed last week when a convoy was attacked by armed men near Moli Village, a known trouble spot on the Juba-Nimile Road. Expressing his condolences, Mr. Shearer said that all our peacekeepers strive to be robust, nimble, and proactive in our response. But, he added, as we all know, fighting persists and insecurity for civilians remains a real challenge. The RPF is not a separate UN peacekeeping force, the UNMISS chief explained.
While it is separate in the sense of its mandate and its delivery here is separate, it remains under one command, which is the UNMISS command. So it will be commanded by a Brigadier General, but ultimately it comes under the force commander, who ultimately comes under me. So it is part of UNMISS. It's not a separate standalone.
The force will carry out its operations in cooperation with the government of South Sudan. Deanne Penn, United Nations.